You're listening to the Sam T. Blues Review on 97.7 The Bolt. And joining me now is Virginia Violet of Virginia Violet and the Rays. That is what she calls a modern Motown band out of Detroit. Virginia, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. So like I mentioned, your band is sort of described as modern Motown, and even if you didn't say that when you listen to it, that's exactly what it sounds like. We're going to pretend like I don't know what Motown is. How would you personally describe that sound?
Well, it's definitely a mashup of gospel and blues roots. Musically, it's made up of, you know, kind of simple but really, really catchy melodies. There's a lot of interplay between a lead singer and backups, and always a ton of tambourine, yeah. A big funky bass line, and most importantly to me, a big, huge horn section to match. And deeper than that, there's a lot of emotion behind it, a lot of struggle behind it, just like, you know, the musical roots that it has.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's how I always kind of picture it. Like you said, it's simple, you know, in terms of melodies and stuff, but there's just so much behind it, you know, when you know about all the struggles of everybody in there and the songwriters.
Oh, yeah.
There's just a lot of stories you can tell with that. So how do you kind of bring that into the 21st century? How do you take that old school sound and put it into your band?
I think that is the bane of every artist. It's like, how do you listen to or look at or observe or whatever it is, something that you just love so dearly and kind of put your own spin on it? I think I got a little bit lucky pairing up with Joe because he plays bass in the band, and him and I write all the music together. And he has a lot of just awesome rock and roll roots, you know, like all this great 60s garage rock and stuff like that. And, you know, growing up, my mom was gospel, classical, folk. So I think that just kind of coming from these different places to the same middle ground has allowed us to sort of put our own spin on it, because this is definitely the first project that I've done with this sound, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, was that kind of always the sound you wanted to go for with this band in particular, or did it take you a little while to figure out exactly what you wanted to do?
It definitely, with this band, we both sort of had an inkling that that's the sound that we were going for. I knew that I wanted to have a big band, you know, I wanted to play with horns and all of these things. And I think it was just sort of a natural progression in that way. We were both big fans of the Northern Soul and the Motown, so I think it just sort of naturally fell into place, and we both had that end game, that picture of what we wanted.
That's awesome. I always ask this question because I've never been in a band, so this just fascinates me. how do you actually, you know, get the band together, especially with, you know, you have a pretty big band with the horns and stuff. So how do you go about finding everybody?
It was actually a talk about kismet. So I met Joe when he got back from Europe, and I was working at a restaurant with his sister at the time. So he comes back from the airport, comes in to eat because he's starving, and I end up waiting on him. We end up sort of small talking, and then I go over there, we start playing some music, and we get this idea. And it was very natural. So he went to U of D, which is a University of Detroit Jesuit high school in Detroit. So he had a bunch of people that he went to school with musically, and they talked to their friends, and it was just sort of like, hey, I got this guy, and maybe we got this guy, and it sort of came together, and we have a different lineup of people now, and it sort of happened the same way. It's like, you know, you make friends with someone over a beer at the bar, and it turns into, oh, let's get together this weekend and see what we can put together. And it's really, we've been really lucky in the way that we've got a lot of great musicians in our previous lineup and in our current lineup that have really just really continued to keep us inspired and keep us working for it.
Yeah, that's great. And you guys absolutely sound great together, too. That is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So you mentioned Northern Soul earlier, and that's one of those genres that, like, I feel like I can't talk to normal people about. Like, they'll know Motown, but then you try to explain Northern Soul, and they're like, oh, so just soul music. Well, it's a little different, but
yeah,
obviously you know.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that, you know, didn't really make it necessarily to Motown, or
right.
Really just didn't make it into the mainstream of Motown, but there's so much of it. I feel like it's sort of an untapped gold mine there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I can just throw on like a YouTube playlist of Northern Soul, and that'll keep me entertained all day.
Oh yeah, and we're lucky here in Detroit. They do I think it's the second Saturday of every month, this thing called Motor City Soul Stomp, put on by Dan Austin and a couple other people, and they spin all Northern Soul and Motown, but they do not play anything that you've ever heard.
Really?
So I love going to that, firstly, to dance, and secondly, because I always end up hearing just something I've never heard before and picking up new music, new artists, and things like that.
Yeah, that's always fun when you can do that. So who are some of the artists, or maybe even songs, that have really inspired you, you know, early on when you're making the band? What are those people that are kind of singing in your head when you're trying to make music?
Oh, gosh, it's hard to turn that off. Well, definitely Northern Soul-wise, James Fountain is a big one for me. I think Joe sent you one of his songs that we covered. It's called 7 Day Lover. When we were starting to cover it, I'm like, okay, like, you know, there's a couple parts in this song. What are these words? And I went online to Google it, and you can't even find it online.
Really?
I mean,
wow.
that's kind of how obscure it is, which told me, hey, this is a great tune to cover. We're going to give this a little push. And so I love James Fountain. The Velvets, Got to Find Somebody. That's a great song by them. Lou Pride is one of my favorites. He does I'm Coming Home in the Mountain. The Young Heart. Yeah, there's a bunch. Those are just a few off the top of my head.
Well, I love that, though. I love that you're listing. I mean, some of these artists I'm going to have to look up because I feel like I know the names, but I don't know if I can name their songs.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you, if you want, I'll send you some stuff.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the last question, kind of a basic one here. Why is it important to keep that music, or more specifically, the music of Detroit, alive? Why is it important to do that?
Well, I'm a huge, I am an anthropology student, so I love history in general, and I think it's important to keep all history alive. It lets you see the past through the eyes of the people that actually experienced it, and it sort of awakens these emotions brought on by those experiences and lets them wash over you in just a really authentic way. You know, Motown was a black-owned, black-centered business whose sound began blossoming at the height of the civil rights movement, you know, so late 50s, early 60s. And there's a power behind that sound, and there's a struggle behind it that's evident in the music, and that evokes that emotion. And, you know, you look at 1963, which is the year after Stevie Wonder was signed to Motown as a young kid, and he and a handful of other amazing artists, you know, Smokey Robinson, the Marvelettes, Marvin Gaye, to name a few, set out across the country for the first Motown Review. And they piled in a bus, and it's really like a striking image. I was just reading a book about this, and you just think about them all waiting on the front lawn, you know, waiting to hop into this bus. And, you know, this is revolutionary because it was the first time a group of African-American artists toured the country. Like, they put themselves and others in danger just by heading to certain parts of the South, you know. And traveling the United States brought Motown sound into the mainstream, and it united people of all different backgrounds and colors. And this is so important to keep alive, especially today, in a time where the social climate can really be tense and, unfortunately, filled with division and hate. Mm-hmm. It's important to keep all history alive, like I said, but it's especially important to keep this history alive and well. You know, music creates love and unites people. There's a spot for everybody. Even if you're not performing it, you can still enjoy it. There's no division there. And I think it's important to continuously breathe life into that idea.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy for you. I'm happy for all of your success. And you make amazing music. And can't wait to hear what's next for you.
Thank you very much. It was really nice talking to you, Sam.
It was great talking to you as well. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.